Even higher crop prices for next year. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. If you think prices for crops like corn are high now, just wait until the next marketing year. Gary Crawford has our report.
Despite farmers planting more overall crop acres this spring, production of just about everything but corn may end up being less than this past season. That is, if the Agriculture Department's first long-range estimates turn out to be accurate. They are looking at a reduction on wheat, 7.5% in production, rice, 13%, soybeans, 1.3%, cotton, a bit more than 0.5%. Meanwhile, demand continues strong. So how would you describe the prices that many crop producers could see in this next marketing year?
Fairly strong.
And Agriculture Department economist Larry Salati is being very conservative in that description, since Agriculture Department analysts have just come out with their first price projections showing probable record high prices for wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton. Here are a few of the projections. Now, the current year average price for wheat is about $5.65 a bushel.
Next year, we're forecasting an average price that in the range of $6.80. to $8.20. That would, of course, be a record.
For corn, $5.47 is this season's average, even though it's a lot higher now.
And for next year, we're forecasting a midpoint of $6.
A record, of course, for an average price.
Also a record for soybeans and cotton. The soybean price for the current marketing year is forecast at $11.40. And next year, the midpoint of the range is $13 per bushel. And for cotton, 82.5 cents for the current year, and a range of $0.95 to $1.15 per pound for the next marketing year. These very strong prices will likely lead to record cash receipts for crops.
But that is just cash receipts.
The expense side, though, is going to be up as well. Higher expenses for fuel, of course. Expect fertilizer also be near record.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Crop prices look strong for the next couple of years. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.